Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. In this episode, we're going to focus on another one of the workshops coming up for the PDC in November called Developing Microsoft BI Applications, the How and the Why. And joining me on this episode to talk about that talk, oh, I guess I don't have any guests. And the reason is because they live on the East Coast and the travel budget for this show is, let's see, well, not enough to bring them over here. So instead, we had Peter Ladotti do a special interview with Andrew Brust and Don Densack, who are the speakers at this particular workshop, to help get some ideas about what it's going to be about. Before we cut to that video, I'd like to take and feed you in a little bit more about what BI is all about. BI stands for Business Intelligence. And essentially, it's a way that companies can take and use data that they're already gathering from various sources, gather more data from other sources that are valuable to understanding how their businesses operate, what sort of things their customers are wanting, what sort of things their competitors might be doing, storing those in an easy-to-access method, such as a SQL server, doing reports on it, doing analytics on it, and essentially giving businesses a information at your fingertips, allowing them to better understand what they're doing, how they're doing it, and how they can do it better. So let's check in with special correspondent Peter Ladotti and find out more about this workshop.
Hi, I'm Peter Ladotti. I'm joined here today with Don Densack and Andrew Brust. They're going to talk to us about a business intelligence workshop that they're going to be doing at the Microsoft PDC later this fall. So welcome. Tell us who you guys are.
Well, I'm the Chief of New Technology at 26 New York. We're a Microsoft Gold partner right here in New York City. And we really cover the whole Microsoft stack, but we've been doing Microsoft BI for a decade at this point. And there wasn't so much Microsoft BI 10 years ago. It was really just analysis services. So we've been with it since the beginning. I actually sit on Microsoft's BI Partner Advisory Council as well. All of this stuff very near and dear to my heart.
And I'm Don Densack. I'm a Senior Solution Architect at a small consulting firm of Microsoft MVPs called Talago, and we focus mostly right now in on the service orchestration area and service-oriented architecture, but BI is basically in my blood. My wife runs a user group here in New Jersey that's dedicated to what we call the data care developer, and she does BI, she's a BI DBA, and so we converse about that stuff quite often, and I've been getting more and more into BI over the last couple of years.
So you married into it.
I married right into it.
So tell us, gentlemen, why are you guys doing a workshop for developers instead of DBAs and analysts, who I would think would be the more typical consumer of this technology?
I think traditionally BI has been presented exactly the way you just said, right? As a specialized thing that's for analysts and maybe for DBAs, kind of off on the side. And for a lot of the offerings out there from competitors of Microsoft, that really is what BI is about. But Microsoft having its DNA and sort of loyalty to the developer, Microsoft BI is a completely different story. Just about every part of the stack is extremely programmable. There's APIs everywhere. And the ability for developers to take non-BI specific applications, line of business applications, and add BI capabilities to those apps is extremely high. The issue is most developers don't know that these capabilities exist, and so that's really what we'd like to cover.
And that's exactly what my experience has been. Last year I was doing some consulting work for a client, and I was looking at what they were trying to do, and I'm like, wow, you know, we could really use BI here, but it's not a traditional BI role. It was a public-facing website, and they wanted to be able to get access to some data. I'm like, cool, let me go check it out. I'm sure there's some books and stuff on it, and found that there really wasn't a lot out there for the .NET developer to be able to get to BI data stores and OLAP data stores and be able to take advantage of it. And said, I'll learn this, and then I'll blog about it, and then I decided to write a presentation that I do for user groups called BI for the .NET Guy. And I've been doing that, you know, this year, a number of times this year, and the response has been incredible. And then people are, I just didn't know what was out there. And you go to a code camp and you speak about this, and I'm like, wow, you know, why don't developers, .NET developers, know about this? I'm like, we've got to do something. We've got to get this to the masses. So it's been my goal.
I'm one of the lead authors of a book called Programming Microsoft SQL Server. There's versions for 2005 and 2008, and we cover about a third of the book is on BI. We actually had to really convince the publisher, Microsoft Press, in fact, that putting BI coverage in a mainstream SQL Server book made sense. I think the result is excellent, so again, that's really our approach. BI ought not be isolated. BI ought to be integrated into a developer stable of tools and skills.
So we mentioned before how a lot of .NET developers, BI is this abstract thing that's kind of a little out of the mainstream, and we're trying to make it more the mainstream. And I'll take myself as an example. If I sign up for your class, which is what we want to have folks listening today to be interested in doing, am I going to learn the basics of BI? Are you going to walk me through that? And how, what am I going to get out of the course?
Well, we're really not going to do the basics of BI. We're going to delve into it a little bit, enough to get you going, and then be able to bring that data in and to be able to present it in forms that you would that really look good. Because that's one of the things that you will find is the more traditional data-oriented person is not very visual. They don't do a lot of great UI type stuff. So, you know, as .NET developers, as ASP.NET developers, we can be able to take advantage of that and be able to help them, and they can help us work together and actually give the end user a better view of the system, of the data that's involved.
If we wanted to get into the finer points of multi-dimensional design, star schema, cube design, that would easily take the whole workshop. In fact, it would probably take longer. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but what we really want to do is give people a digested, a bridge version of that, just to set the context. We will absolutely explain the technological underpinning, but not really obsess on it. And then from there, right, we'll move on to showing the presentation layer and all the parts of the stack we were just talking about, including Gemini, by the way. And we'll also cover third-party tools because they turn out to be an important part of the Microsoft stack, turns out to be stuff that isn't even for Microsoft. We'll show how all these things fit together.
And that's one of the unique things about this session, this workshop, compared to traditional, what you traditionally go to the PDC for. PDC will always give you stuff about the future, and that's great. And you always want to learn what's coming up, but you can actually go to this session, and the stuff that you learn here, you can actually go back to your coworkers and help them use stuff that's in production right now. Besides Gemini, be able to use a lot of this right in production right now. You probably have the licenses for it. You probably just didn't realize that you could take advantage of it, and you can work with your business owners to be able to leverage some of this stuff. Because the odds are they're asking for this, and you just don't know how to give it to them.
So this all sounds great. It's going to help me as a developer solve a lot of problems I'm being asked. How do I convince my company that this is something they need to be looking into?
We actually think that the awareness problem isn't just with developers. It's upstream with middle management and executive management as well. So part of what we want to do in this workshop, and actually we're going to spend the entire last third of the workshop roughly, kind of going over the strategic motivation behind BI. What it's about, why Microsoft BI has a pretty compelling value proposition, and not, you know, architecture, but to really understand why Microsoft, relative to its competition, offers some things that are unique and important, and explain to everyone in there how to do some pretty strategic things like small proofs of concept, imbuing line of business apps with meaningful BI features, to really demonstrate the value to people and get them hungry for more. So we're really going to kind of take them through that, and also through why, you know, in a recession especially, BI can be so important, because it really leverages assets you've already got rather than requiring you to go out and build an entire new system.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you guys in LA.
Right. Thanks so much.
Well, hopefully that special interview from Peter, along with Don and Andrew, gave you some insights about what to expect from the upcoming workshop for the PDC, Developing Microsoft BI Applications, the How and the Why. We'll see you there.